Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on increasing your skill set. It's kind of a reoccurring theme right now, both in Twyla Tharp's book, The Creative Habit. She talks about increasing your skill set to stay ahead of the game, to stay ahead of your competitors. And I saw the movie last night called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Beautiful movie about this man who has dedicated his life to making sushi. And he's got one of the only three-star restaurants, Michelin guide restaurants, in a subway in Japan. He is completely focused, almost obsessed, but completely focused with increasing his skills. And I think this is very important for us as solopreneurs because we are constantly being encouraged to, you know, reach out and learn new things and stay ahead of the game. Yet to increase your skill set actually means to slow down a little bit and root a little deeper in an area that maybe isn't really comfortable for you. We want to work on the things that we know about, that we're interested in. You went into business doing what you do because you're good at that craft. However, that's only one part of being a business owner. And if you do a craft without any business, that's a hobby. Increasing your skill set as a business owner is going to help you in so many ways. Be a better business person, make you more ready to accept opportunities that come your way, and give you more confidence. I encourage you to use your to-do managing system, your to-do and project manager system, to help you increase your skills. Pick one thing to work on, and it's probably going to be that thing that you've been avoiding. It's the one thing that maybe you're even in a little bit of denial that it's that important. Other people do it maybe, and it's just not something you like to do. It's just not natural for you. So why should you bother, you know, stressing yourself out on it when it's that hard and you've got these other things that need to be done? Outside of this call, because this isn't really a brainstorming time, take that whatever it is. Usually it has to do with marketing or networking, record keeping. It's usually one of those things. Identify one thing that is uncomfortable, that you don't like doing, that you feel inadequate in, and put that down as a project in your system. Then brainstorm ideas on how to better handle it. Is there something to learn or a class to take? Is there someone who can show you a more efficient and effective way of doing this? Is it something to delegate or invest in a new system to handle it? You get to be a problem solver here. So you're taking it out of this realm of almost feeling victimized by it because it's something that you've been avoiding, even though you know it's important. And you get back in control of it and say, okay, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to do something differently. And then as it's part of the system, remember to bring it to the single next action. What is the single next action to help you in working on improving the skill set based on these various factors that you've identified? Like I said, this is only going to increase your confidence, help you be a better business person, and set you up to be more ready for accepting opportunities that come your way because you've got a solid foundation that you're standing on. And that's it for our mini lesson today. Get more free Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons when you sign up for the new way of working updates at naturalprofessional.com. Enter your email in the sidebar where it says New Wow Updates. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.